lot on the table. It's piling up as high as a Thanksgiving dinner. Jim Fetzer is back tonight, and I don't even know where to start, James. It's huge out there. It's just everywhere you look. New laws, new things.
The situation is completely absurd. Here you have the President of the United States, the Director of the CIA in Israel, trying to precipitate a world war with Russia in order to avoid Obama, Hillary, and others going to jail for Pizzagate. That's the bottom line.
That's, you know, you're right. This is a big diversion. That's what it is. I've got the story up. You sent it. Thank you. Let's tell the people what the story is itself. Understand that what Jim is saying is power politics on the international level being played to exert maximum pressure on the U.S. to keep Hillary and the others, who probably, in all likelihood, are knee-deep or more in child porn. It's on their computers. When they were beginning to talk about how the Russian hackers were going to plant child porn on their computers, like Podesta's and Hillary's probably, it's obvious. We don't have to be rocket scientists to figure out what they're really doing here. It's advanced interference. Go ahead.
Well, it's really child trafficking, pedophilia, sexual violence, and child sacrifice. It goes beyond mere porn. This is I was inclusive in that.
You're quite right.
Yeah, deep, profound sickness in some of the most perverted individuals in American history to have high office in this country.
I couldn't agree more, and I do think that when I say porn, Pizzagate, I'm talking about all of it. There's so much to it. And a lot of you still, and understandably, I'm not saying that you should or shouldn't feel or think the way you do, but when we say child sacrifice, eating children, cannibalism, we're not joking. The evidence is very strong, and I do believe that there are going to be disclosures coming out in the months ahead. It won't be coming under the aegis of Obama or Brennan. But it's there, and that's why these people are talking about how the Russian hackers are doing everything. That's part of the motivation of the screaming and yelling that Obama has been doing about how he's going to get even with the Russians for hacking the election and the DNC. No, that data came from a whistleblower here in the States. Everybody who studied it knows it. All the other intel chiefs said in the beginning, no evidence whatsoever to support Russian hacking. Then some of them had to change their position and say, well, we're not really sure yet because they were leaned on. It's all about pressure. There is pressure being put on people that you would not believe right now.
Even Loretta Lynch acknowledged there was no Russian hacking.
Yes.
We know. I mean, this is outrageous. We know where the DNC leaks came from. Seth Rich, who was the IT guy for the DNC, was so sickened by the hypocrisy of sabotaging the campaign of Bernie Sanders. And isn't it ironic, Jeff, that if Bernie had been the Democratic candidate, he might have won over the Donald?
Yeah.
He appears to have given it to Craig Murray, a former intel analyst, British ambassador to Uzbekistan, and chancellor of the University of Dundee, who in turn gave it to Julian Assange. So that's the DNC hacking. That Anthony Weiner treasure trove of 650,000 emails appeared to have been given to Assange by an FBI agent, now deceased, of course, like Seth Rich, who was shot multiple times in the back. The FBI agent was claimed to have murdered his wife and then committed suicide and conveniently burned down his house. Classic intel op, Jeff. I've never been able to quite figure out how, after you've committed suicide, you're able to burn down your house.
He was an African-American FBI agent, 10 years on the job, allegedly shot his wife, then calmly walked around, soaked the house in gasoline, lit it on fire, and then shot himself. That's the official rule. Come on. This is getting so ridiculous. We're now getting stories, though, that we still don't know. We still don't have any proof that Seth Rich brought the data through Murray to Assange, and that Assange is still alive. We don't know.
Assange all but implied that Seth Rich was the source. I mean, he made many remarks
he wouldn't confirm or deny it, which is
But the way he said it, I think it was a reasonable inference. And when you've got it's Craig Murray being the intermediary,
absolutely.
Who's affirmed that was no Russian. There was no Russian involvement in any of this. I mean, it's stupid. And the only hacking that took place, Jeff, was DHS hacking Georgia, Kentucky, and West Virginia, believe it or not. The DHS was actually out there trying to hack into the election systems of those three states, probably to try to plant something. But, you know, Obama's supposed to be giving this report before the 20th, Jeff, that obviously is supposed to stir up resentment against Trump.
Yes.
And maybe even be a cause for claiming the election was invalid.
He's claiming he's going to present evidence, doesn't he? Isn't that what he's doing? He's going to present evidence that this...
But it's all going to be totally fabricated.
Well, of course.
There's a site out there where you can go and see what is supposed to be the proof, and it's all meaningless. It's really elusive. It's totally disconnected. There's no ties to Russia. So when you had the reports coming from the President of the United States that our intel agency had declared that Vladimir Putin himself was involved, it's rubbish.
Please.
Jeff, it's so bad. And listen to this. Not only did Clapper never actually agree, not only did Comey never actually agree, but the CIA isn't the agency responsible for cybersecurity. That's the NSA. So if anyone could
That's a good point. Very good point.
It's the wrong agency.
Correct.
Not only that, but the CIA has overthrown governments in like 80 different countries by engineering their elections. And it's very obvious that Hillary was a CIA candidate. And they were trying to rig it for her. During the recount, it turned out that Michigan was incredibly revealing, that 95% of Hillary's votes were found to have vast number of ballots added after polls closed, Jeff. And in Detroit, they had a city that also voted overwhelming. Two-thirds of the precincts, the vote didn't match the voting machine printouts, which meant they could all be fraudulent.
Correct.
In fact, in Michigan, they had cities where there were more votes cast than there were voters.
That's right. Yeah. Well, we've talked many times about this, and it's always important to bring that up. I also remember, and I said this last hour, I'm going to repeat it. Arguably, the two most powerful men in the country are the president and the director of CIA. Both, at this time, right now, are Muslims. Where are their allegiances? Who's trying to tear this country down? They are. That's where this whole thing came from. Brennan and Obama are said to be extremely, that's a quote, extremely close, end quote. All right? So remember, the NSA, by the way, already is suffering, apparently, dozens, if not more, people are getting out. They're gone. They're getting out. I don't know what they're trying to run from, but they're leaving. You'd think they'd want to hang on to their jobs, but there's going to be such a huge transition. And I hope that Trump is able to assign the proper people to chase these leads down, to do the kind of backgrounding and research that needs to be done to find out where some of this crap came from. I don't want to hear from Donald anymore. There'll be no special prosecutor appointed. We need 100 special prosecutors if that's what it takes.
Personally, Jeff, I think he's merely temporizing.
I mean, the
most vulnerable, right? He's at the most vulnerable.
I think you're right. I agree.
And the inauguration, in fact, there have been so many, protests that are being fashioned that are already becoming public and threats for his assassination. Yep. Frankly, I hope that he will actually be inaugurated privately and not run the risk of assassination.
Well, it used to be the president would walk down the boulevard after the inauguration, waving
not
and shaking
a chance.
Hands. No, no, of
not
course
a chance
not.
Today.
No, no. And I still say again, and I'll update it. That inauguration should be behind bulletproof glass outdoors. Fine. Put it up. Three sides. You've got to use every possible advantage to minimize. We're up against the blackest evil. This is not a joke. No joke.
Oh, there's never been anything like this in American history, Jeff.
No.
We have one administration actively working to circumvent and block the incoming administration from taking power, where it seems to me there's a very probable scenario that we could refer to as Black Sunday. It could be the day after tomorrow, where the corporate media are demonizing Russia, much in the same way they demonize Osama bin Laden leading up to 9/11. In Syria, the U.S. and the U.K. forces are trying to regain the initiative, where Assad and Putin, the Russian and the Syrian forces, have knocked them silly and retaking Aleppo, while NATO is massing troops and weapons on Russia's border. All this provocation, you know, this kicking out 35 diplomats, taking their property, Jeff, is deliberately to try to precipitate a reaction from Vladimir Putin and Russia. It's reasonable, in my opinion, to suggest another false flag may be planned for New Year's to be blamed on Russia, followed by an attack before anyone can say, can we see some actual evidence?
All right. Oh, absolutely. That's the last thing that people ask for. Here's another issue. And this is, I think, really important. If you were Vladimir Putin, what would you do if you came up with evidence that Tupolev 154 carrying all those musicians and singers, a wonderful choir that they had, a symbolic execution, in my view. If Putin came across some evidence that was an operation carried out by some kind of an electronic beam, an ELF, EMF frequency, a microwave weapon of some kind to paralyze that plane's electronics, its avionics, and cause it to fall from the sky. An eyewitness said that the jet engines stopped and the plane fell into the Black Sea. This is possibility. Now, if you were Putin, Jim, would you make that announcement? Because what would happen in Russia? How would the Russian people react if Putin told them that he has evidence that the Americans, right after Barack Hussein Obama threatened revenge for the alleged non-existent hacking during the election, what would the people demand? You know what they demand.
Guess who is pushing precisely that account of the event? Israeli News Live. It, in my opinion, is far too specific in stating this is an act of war, that it was done by the CIA. My inference is this is too premature to be accidental, but an attempt by Israel to provoke war between the U.S. and Russia before Trump can be inaugurated, it looks to me like an Israeli black op.
Very interesting. And certainly it could be. They were geographically in position to do this kind of thing. And believe it, one van with a dish, which can be hidden, can take a plane down. That plane was, I don't know, it was 10,000 feet. They could take that plane down easily.
Actually, yeah, it was just within 2 minutes of takeoff. They use an electromagnetic field to take out the Paul Wellstone plane
Agreed.
2002, yeah.
Yeah.
I enlisted the assistance of a PhD in physics with a specialty in electromagnetism.
Oh.
When I co-authored the book American Assassination, The Strange Death of Senator Paul Wellstone, I flew him up from Australia. We tromped around the crash site in 25 below zero weather, picking up pieces of the charred fuselage. But they appear to have drawn the plane off course by manipulating the GPS, never before recognized as even possible. But we have a pilot who is flying the opposite direction, who wound up being 2 miles south of his intended destination, landed at the very same time the Wellstone plane was crashing, and it appears
pilots don't make a 2 mile error and variance locally. That was a local route, obviously. That's ridiculous.
Right. No, it was very clever. And a white van was seen peeling out at high speed on the dirt roads in this rural area, and incredibly unusual. It was a kind of weapon that could easily be in a van with a small team. This was a tiny conspiracy. I think that it was plotted by Dick Cheney, Donald Rumsfeld, and Karl Rove.
Half a dozen people.
They only had to call Raytheon to find out what it would take to take the plane down, which owns Beechcraft, which makes the King Air A-100 a really wonderful aircraft. But they also have patents for these kinds of weapons, you know, so Raytheon could tell them. And then they get a little crew out there in a white van, and they take out the plane. Here was the conscience of the Senate. Would you believe that Dick Cheney had threatened him personally just days before?
I remember the recording. I played that video several times. Yes, I do.
Stunning, stunning stuff.
Horrible
stuff.
If
anyone wants more, they can check out the NTSB Failed Wellstone published on the Michael Rupert's From the Wilderness newsletter. It's probably the most copiously documented short paper ever published, because it's only like 4 pages with about 6 photographs. But we have about 117 notes, Jeff.
Wow. All right. Well, there you go. That was a good piece. Here's another aspect to the Wellstone quadruple murder. Yeah, Mr. and Mrs. and the pilots and
Eight.
Okay. That plane, when it crashed, went into the woods. Visibility was perfectly fine. The weather was not inclement to the degree that they should be worried. That plane burned ferociously for hours longer than it should have. They clearly put some
7 hours. They couldn't put it out.
They put accelerants in the baggage hold of that plane.
Well, they appear to have coated it. It might have been even with some kind of thermite paint, Jeff, because they had to make sure it would burn so thoroughly as to destroy all the evidence and the computerized components.
7 hours.
Having been blown by the electromagnetic field. They reduced the fuselage to charcoal.
Unreal. I remember it burned and burned, and the firefighters kept saying there's something wrong here. They couldn't put it out.
That's right. The wings had broken
7 hours.
The fuel is loaded,
That's
so they couldn't understand. The tail had broken off.
Yeah.
But they had trapped that fuselage to make sure they would destroy the incriminating evidence. And then the FBI was on the scene in preternatural speed. The crash took place about 10:20. It was only discovered, the crash site, at 11 by the assistant airport manager, Gary Ullman, but he hadn't notified anyone. Nevertheless, the FBI was there with the rapid response team by noon. The sheriff for the St. Louis County was there and recognized members he knew personally by 1:30, asked them how long they'd been there, and they said that by noon. I did a calculation backward, Jeff, and I found in order for them to have been there when they flew from St. Paul to Duluth and then drove upward, they had to take off at the same time the senator's plane was taking off, which
Whoops.
Means they were headed for a crash before it had even
Whoops.
Occurred.
Whoops. Well, they screw up. And I've always wondered why people driving vans and vehicles involved in things like this, heinous crimes, step on the gas so hard, peel out. Why don't they just roll away kind of slowly and innocuously? I guess they too much of a rush, what they've just done, then they got to get out of there. But yeah, I read that report. I paid very close attention to that. You did the masterful job on it. I knew something was wrong. And when I saw and listened to the Dick Cheney threat, it was obvious that Wellstone, that Dick Cheney warned him, you stop with your investigation or you're going to.
He said, if you oppose us on Iraq, there will be severe consequences for you personally
for
the state of Minnesota. Yeah.
This is not a joke. Look, ladies and gentlemen, dear friends, wherever you are around the world, there are some of us here in America who know what you can see from where you are better than most Americans can, because you're not entrapped and encapsulated in the mainstream media milieu that we all are. Jim and I aren't, our listeners aren't, but we know what happened to Senator Wellstone. We know that people are killed all the time here, all the time. Jim just mentioned the FBI agent who allegedly shot himself after he shot his wife and set his house on fire. This stuff is crazy. It's just crazy. And the Clintons are involved with so many murders, directly, indirectly. It's
maybe 198 at last count.
Yeah, we just...
And it keeps growing, Jeff. It keeps
constantly.
Growing.
It does. And I should be on that list. I'm not saying that the Clintons are necessarily involved, but somebody was. And through the grace of God and the universe, I'm still here. They kill people all the time. It's just human life means nothing to these animals. They're not even animals. I don't want to disgrace animals. Forget it.
You know, an intel expert we both know has described Barack Obama to me as a CIA little boy, that he was raised to have this role, that he was even sexually abused in his youth,
and that
he was a manufactured candidate. And I'll tell you, the proof of that is right now, Jeff, when you have the President of the United States violating the First Amendment by signing an NDAA due 2017 that vitiates the First Amendment,
violates
freedom of speech, freedom of the press. He's been working to violate the Second Amendment. And now he, together with the director of the CIA, trying to get the United States into a war.
Yeah.
I mean, this is just disgusting. So he can invoke continuity of government and there will not be an inauguration.
Invoke continuity of government. Please remember that. National emergency. This is a national crisis. Continuity of government. Remember that. 1,500 battle tanks were just sent to Europe by Obama. They arrived within the past 10 days to 2 weeks. They'll be deployed along the Russian border as well. If the Russians find out that that plane carrying that glorious group of people, all people are wonderful people, but these were special to Russia and to the world, that choir. If they find out, go ahead, Jim. Go ahead.
There was a great Syrian general aboard too, Jeff.
Oh, another one.
One of the best in defeating ISIS.
Wow. If the Russian people find out about this, I know they'll scream, rightly so, for retribution. And Putin has already promised it. If he finds anything out about Obama being involved with that plane or the murder of the ambassador or another high Russian government official, I can't remember this government official's name, but two people were killed within 2 days, 3 days. If he does.
1,500 battle tanks?
Yeah. Yeah, they were disembarked.
Jeff, you know, they have the Satan II that can take out an area the size of Texas.
That's right.
A single missile that can take out an area the size of Texas.
It's a MIRV'd missile. It's got 10 to 12 warheads, and if they're thermonuclear warheads, and depending on if they're several megatons each, goodbye. You don't need the blast power, Jim. You just need cobalt. Cobalt. If you have cobalt cladding on these things and ignite them, even if they're kiloton range, they'll take out enormous areas of people.
What could be a more overtly provocative act than to send 1,500 battle tanks to Europe? Jeff, that stuns me. I did not know that until now.
Yeah, I'll see if I can find it for you. I ran the story.
Oh, this is completely disgusting, outrageous.
Yeah.
I mean, this means he's trying to get us into a war with
Russia. That means exactly that.
He's going out of his way.
Exactly. He's bringing down that plane. He's possibly had the ambassador shot, the other official shot. He's got the tanks there. He's provoking NATO continually to put more men and material on the Russian border, constantly screaming about the evil Russians and the threats and more sanctions today. He's doing everything he possibly can to ignite something. And if it's a regional war, he'll take it. It doesn't matter. And I'll tell you another thing. If there is a regional conflict over there, what's to stop the CIA and the Muslim head of it, Brennan, and the Muslim president from lighting off a couple of low-level nuclear explosions in cities here and blaming the Iranians and the Russians? What's to stop them from doing that? And who's going to know? The American media will tell the people right away, the Iranians and Russians did it. It's part of the regional war going on in Europe, and we've got to stop it. This is anything can happen. Everything is possible. And whatever
Iran
happens,
doesn't even have any nukes, but Israel
of course
has
not.
Hundreds.
Of course not.
Israel has hundreds, Jeff.
400, 450, who knows? Hold on, Jim and I will be right back. Jim Fetzer, heard Tuesday, Thursday here on the Rents Radio Network. And we'll be right back. I sent you two links on this story. They're a little conflicting now, but the Wall Street Journal reported on December 15th, a little over 2 weeks ago, that a total of 1,600, not 1,500, tanks and armored personnel carriers will be offloaded into these enormous warehouses in Denmark next to a rail line so they can be quickly shunted to the front. And my question to you is, here's a lame duck president. Can you tell me why he's sending 1,600 M1A1 Abrams battle tanks, Stryker armored personnel carriers armed, and other mobile artillery to Europe in the last 2-3 weeks of his tenure? What's he doing?
It's an act of insanity, unless he wants to provoke an armed conflict with Russia.
I couldn't agree more. That's what I've been saying. When this story hit, I said, this is bad. And just please remember, they don't even need Russia to start anything. They can light off a couple of low-level nukes in some medium-sized American cities, in two of them, and America will be panicked to the whites of its eyes, guaranteed. And they'll believe, most Americans, anything they're told.
Jeff, you're going to love this, a backstory to all of this. Yesterday, the U.S. Appeals Court reversed the decision on Clinton emails requiring John Kerry
yeah.
to ask the Attorney General for help in recovering more emails from former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's private server. This is another triumph for Judicial Watch, but I wouldn't be surprised if knowing this was coming hasn't exacerbated their sense of panic, because now they're going to be required to provide the directive to the Attorney General, in the absence of which the Attorney General was not required to act. So they've had a real clever buffer here.
Oh,
by
yeah.
having the present Secretary of State not ask the Attorney General to have these emails released. But now, after litigation of some period of time, they're finally being required to do that. I'll bet anything that's contributed to this sense of panic.
You know, this goes right back to Anthony Weiner's laptop with all of that material on it. You and I and our listeners, probably many of them, don't know what was in there. And we do know, though, that WikiLeaks has not released any Hillary Clinton emails. They were all Podesta emails. Now, does this mean that the kill switch, which we believe was probably thrown, I've got a story up there about Assange, didn't work, that WikiLeaks was threatened, maybe more people died, we don't know. It's possible that Assange is dead. It's possible he's being held in custody at Guantanamo. We don't know. We don't know. But this is not a good sign. None of this that we've outlined for you. None of it.
Given the track record that Assange's attorney wound up in front of a subway in London,
right.
that Seth Rich wound up with multiple bullets in the back, that the attorney who served the class action lawsuit on the DNC has died mysteriously, that this FBI agent is now alleged
right.
to have murdered his wife and committed suicide, they're taking these people out. There's no way they're going
to
allow Julian
Assange.
Go back to the
black guy, the weightlifter who was going to testify before Hillary the next day, and he dropped a barbell on his throat.
Right. He was in the UN, for crying out loud.
Exactly.
This guy was a magnificent physical specimen. He's not going to drop a barbell and crush his throat. But what a convenient way to kill him, you see. And, of course, it sends a message symbolically. You know, if you're going to talk, you're going to die.
You know,
you're going to have your throat crushed.
The first report of his death said heart attack. They had to change it because here's his throat crushed. How are they going to explain that? So then they said, death by barbell. But the first reports were he had a heart attack.
Well, so, very convenient all-purpose explanation.
Exactly. This thing is endless. It's ugly. It's as evil as Pizzagate, but with adults. Human life means nothing to these people. That's the hardest part for us to understand as a society, that we are in the hands of killers.
They're out to save their own ass. That's what's going on now. Even at the risk of a world war with Russia, they are eager to do that because they know if Trump is inaugurated, he's going to drain the swamp and they're going to be part of it and go right down the sewer.
And that all that child porn and worse that's on these computers could come out, and they know it. They know it. I think that the dead man switch didn't work. I think it was thrown with WikiLeaks, that it all be let out, all of it. No more drips and drabs. The big stuff was coming out, and the big stuff was said to be real bad, real bad.
All the pressure on Ecuador began when Assange began releasing the Podesta emails.
That's right.
Led to Pizzagate. I mean, that's when they got serious. That's when Kerry said, you got to cut off his internet access. They've been going on for a very long time, but it was only when they started releasing the Podesta that led to Pizzagate that they put the pressure on. John Kerry, Nancy Pelosi, who's got her own pizzeria with a goat's head. I mean, that's a satanic symbol.
She does?
How bad is that?
Oh, tell me more.
Oh, yeah. She's got a goat's head pizzeria in San Francisco. I'm telling you, these aged women believe that drinking the blood of children is going to rejuvenate them.
I've read that.
And they are preoccupied with their sense of, fragile, vanishing beauty.
She has a goat's head
pizzeria
logo on her pizzeria.
That's the name of it, even, the Goat's Head Pizzeria.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I got to get a picture of this. Somebody's got to write a little blurb on this.
I got it.
These people are so inhuman. I can't believe it.
She's a part of it, Jeff.
I got you. Well, that just nailed it. Come on. You just nailed it. You don't name a pizzeria the Goat's Head, for God's sakes.
Jeff, and get this, it was her daughter who was the elector who initiated all this business about dumping Trump.
Yeah, I remember
Nancy
that.
Nancy Pelosi's daughter.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah, they're all in it. There was an extra motive for it, right?
She's right there.
I wonder if one of them is going to try to make a deal for a change of identity and police protection for life and spill some of this stuff. It's going to come out. It's got to. There are too many people involved. Too many.
Jeff, there are hundreds of independent investigators doing research on Pizzagate. This is a stunning phenomenon. Yeah. We owe it all to the internet. That's a reason why they've had to introduce the fake news meme. They had to create a list of the websites that are most threatening to them you on it.
Right.
And,
well,
you know, there it is. I mean, the fake news meme, which is absurd on its face, because who knows which news is the fake news?
Exactly.
In fact, we know the principal purveyors of false stories is the mainstream media.
Right. Exactly right. Yeah, this is all right on the money. I say now, between now and January 20th, the next 3 weeks, may be the most dangerous days in modern American history.
Yes.
Maybe.
I agree to that. It is. They are.
Ladies and gentlemen, please, and I'm not joking, get yourself, if you're prepared, become more prepared. If you're not prepared, order some food. This isn't a pitch. Go to the top of my homepage. Get Ready Supply Foods. Buy $500 worth. Give yourself and your family some security. Get a firearm if you don't have one. Please exercise your First Amendment or you're going to lose all of it. You've got to prepare. Second Amendment, arm yourself. Exercise that freedom of speech, but talk, talk, talk. Express your views. Don't be afraid. That's what they want. They want fear. It's all about fear. It's all. Jim, it is really beyond belief. We've covered the Wellstone murder, the accelerant in the plane, whatever it may have been. 7 hours of plane burn. Doesn't happen. The van was seen. I remember at the time it was seen. And this evil bastard, Cheney, basically threatened to kill him.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, man. It's just incredible.
He was the conscience of the Senate. And, you know, he actually, when he made his speech against the Iraq war, he thought that his popularity would drop and Senate increased. Right. He was 6-7 points ahead of this guy Coleman, who was complete incompetent, had only been the mayor of St. Paul when he was taken out.
Right.
And then
right.
they made a fiasco out of the memorial service where it would be predictable that there would be those who'd want to say, you know, win this for Paul, claiming it was politicizing his death, which was simply outrageous. Cheney even went there himself to provoke an outrageous response.
God. The Wellstones were Jewish.
Yes.
And I want to point out right now, for any of you who have ever said, Rentz is an anti-Semite, I have done nothing but stand by Jews. I don't care what they are, if they're Americans first. Wellstone was a great American hero, period. All right? So forget your anti-Semitic crap. I judge people by what they do and who they are. And the Wellstones were, Paul Wellstone was an amazing man, a great hero, and he didn't get his just due in the media because the media is controlled by the evil ones. And anyway, wow. Okay, here we are. Now, what do we have to look for in the next 3 weeks? All of you, please be on guard. Don't be taken in. Watch the mainstream media. What was it that creep, Don Lemon of CNN, African-American anchor, said that if he had it within his power, he would cancel and forbid Donald Trump to post any more tweets. And then he said that the mainstream media should refuse to report on any of Donald Trump's tweets and force Trump to go back to the mainstream media to get his kind of press coverage. is what he said.
Well, see, they're just showing that Donald is a genius at press coverage. It turns out to be Goat's Hill pizza rather than Goat's Head.
Good enough.
I'm looking for the photograph to send you of Nancy.
See, that says it all. It doesn't matter. Goats, it's fine. Goat, that's it. That's Satan. You might as well call it Satan's Pizzeria.
I know. It's so Goat's blatant. Hill. See, they are so obvious about this stuff.
Yeah. They don't. They got so smug and swaggering around that they stopped trying to hide it. It was just in our face.
Yeah.
They knew they owned the media. Where is it going to go? Nowhere. Nobody's accountable. Nobody's going to be held accountable. Don't worry about it. We got all the federal judgeships. We got it done. You don't have to worry. That's really where they were at. The arrogance is just over the top. And they're sweating bullets right now. Guaranteed it. If somebody can find, and I think that when we've talked, and we both believe that Hillary's emails had child porn and satanic images, that they were the big stuff. And I think the New York City police, who got Wiener's computer and no doubt downloaded the whole thing, they know what's there. And they said it was so sickening, and these are professionals, so sickening, that they demanded, what was that one chief, there were a number of chiefs in the department in New York, he said to the press, he said, if the FBI doesn't release these emails, I will take them personally and give them to Julian Assange. That's a New York City chief said that.
That's right. That's absolutely right, he did. I know. And, you know, my interview with Jim Rothstein, NYPD Gold Shield detective who cracked many pedophile cases, when I explained to him some of what was found on Wiener's, he said it didn't surprise him. Right. Based upon his experience, 70% of those in high public life are involved in pedophilia.
He said that here, too, and he is a great American, that man. Wow, what a giant. I hope to get him back soon. Yeah, 70%. Think about it. They loop them in. If they don't want to come in voluntarily, they drug them and they set them up and they get photographic evidence, video evidence of them. It's so simple to do with pharmaceuticals. They turn people in a matter of an hour or two, then they own them for the rest of the game.
It's god awful. I found the image I want to send you. I've just got to make a copy of it.
Okay. Yeah. We will continue to bring you the best that we can, night after night, day after day, at Rents and on this program and on this network. And Jim's on the network. He's all over the place. So pay close attention to him. And there are going to be things, I think, coming out soon that are going to stagger people. I hope I'm wrong, but I would urge all of you to take your time. Don't rush to judgment. And look to the people you respect and you trust for the options that you have with which to make your decisions. Do not follow the mainstream media on anything. It's all lies. So just remember.
Yeah, you can pretty much assume if the mainstream media is pushing it, if you're getting the same story from all sides, that it's false.
Exactly.
That it's propaganda.
Yeah.
And go to the alternative media to find out why they are pushing so much that isn't right.
Yeah, I'm not perfect. Nobody's perfect. I post stories sometimes that are clunkers. I can't read them all. I use source. I do the best I can. But you're going to find as close an approximation to reality for you to synthesize, to assimilate, and to use for analysis at Rents, as you'll find anywhere else. And I'm very proud of what we've done for 22 plus years with this site. And I've always tried to do the best. And I know Jim does that in spades. And there are some really great people working. But then there are people in this business of ours that on the alt side that are, they're not working for you. They're not working for us. They're working for the other side. It just happens. They penetrate everything. That's the game. Penetrate, buy. Some of the big names in the alternative media are gatekeepers. They put material out there that they're encouraged to put out. I'll just leave it at that. I'm not saying anything about anybody in particular, but you've got to understand this is a very treacherous game right now with what we're facing. and it's not going to get any better. You know, it's interesting to me that Melania Trump went to Christmas Eve church services with Donald, and I think it was in Florida, but she's not moving into the White House until, I guess, maybe summer.
I think that Donald's going to be spending more time in New York and in Florida than in the White House. Bear in mind, Jeff, the White House is bugged. They have cameras in every bathroom. Here are a couple new points about what Obama's been doing. He's increased the rate of acceptance of Muslims into the United States by 86% over last year. And he took this registry used to track Arabs and Muslims that was established after 9/11, had 80,000 names in it. He's obliterated it.
These were all people of suspicious background, and he had a registry, and Obama erased it, okay? He destroyed it. It's gone. So we lose that advantage in trying to fight terror. He wants terrorism in this country to succeed. He wants America. His goal. I talked to somebody who was a high school friend of his in Hawaii. She didn't go to the same high school. He went to Punahou, the rich one. But she knew him in the same little clique. And she was on the program here for a couple hours, I guess. Mia something. Can't remember her last name. But she told the story of him in high school. He was a notorious homosexual. He would hang out with the white tourists who were renting these condominiums on the beach. He always had money. And, you know, he was a druggie back then, cocaine, and he was
a gay. I mean, you know, Rahm Emanuel and he had some torrid affair. And I think the reason Rahm Emanuel went to Chicago was for the supply line. You know, one of the WikiLeaks says that Obama spent $65,000 bringing pizza and hot dogs from Chicago to the White House for a private party. And those are slang terms for little girls and little boys.
Can you imagine?
And you cannot bring food into the White House.
Can you imagine? You can't bring food in. Can you imagine what may have gone on in our nation's most hallowed ground, so to speak, for presidents, the White House? It started with the Clintons, of course, in the early 90s, when they began hanging, ho, 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 condoms on the Christmas tree, the White House Christmas. Isn't that funny? Weren't they funny? Yeah.
Listen to this, Jeff. New report, Drudge report right now. Obama's claims about Russian hacking are total bull. It was a counter coup by American intel to get the truth about Hillary and the DNC's crimes and corruption out to the public. Project Veritas substantiated all these major RICO DNC felonies that stole the nomination from Bernie. I mean, this is not going away.
No. And I'll tell you what else is not going away. And that's the abject war on Donald Trump and his administration that will be waged by the mainstream media. It's not going to slow down. Hollywood, it's not going to slow down. They're going to do everything they can to make this man's job as difficult as possible. I don't think it's going to work except in the public arena of image and celeb news and faux news, real fake news. They're not going to succeed. And I hope, and I've said this before, that the Donald does not hold White House press briefings, formal White House news conferences. And if he does, only allow those few people in who have treated him fairly and been honorable journalists. That's it. No more. Keep it up with tweets. Do it.
Listen to this, Jeff. The New York Times reports that sanctions are also intended to box in President-elect Trump. Trump has consistently cast doubt that the Russian government had anything to do with the hacking of the DNC or other political institutions, saying American intelligence agency could not be trusted, suggesting the hacking could have been the work of a 400-pound guy lying in his bed. Trump will now have to decide whether to lift the sanctions on the Russian intel agencies when he takes office next month, with Republicans in Congress among those calling for a public investigation. Should Trump do so, it would require him to effectively reject the findings of his intel agencies. That's, of course, in and of itself propaganda, Jeff, but that's the thing to do. The intel's been wrong about everything. Right. I mean, and this is a fabricated John Brennan psyop with collusion of the New York Times, the Washington Post, and the President of the United States.
Amen. Exactly right. Don't think for a minute that they won't even go to the extent of, let's say, getting a pilot, brainwashing him or otherwise coercing him, or maybe they've got a genuine nut flying a twin-engine plane loaded with C4 or whatever into Trump Tower on a certain floor in the Trump Tower. Look, the array of venues that they can try and get to Donald Trump to harm him are myriad. They're all over the place. And don't close the door on anything. That's how dangerous it is now. It's frightfully dangerous. And I don't blame Melania for staying in New York, and I hope she's safe. He's got an extended family, a big family, and they're going to be at risk. So it's going to cost...
The White House is a very big target, Jeff.
Huge, huge.
The less time he spends there, the better. I think he's going to be a completely unconventional president for very good reasons.
Yeah, I concur with you. Wow. There was a movie called... what was it called? It was about the White House being overtaken by North Koreans. Can't remember now. Olympus has fallen, I think. Olympus has fallen. But it showed a method of actually entering and taking and securing the White House.
Well,
it was
Barack Obama might as well be a North Korean for all of his loyalty to the United States.
Yeah. Well, we'll see what that creep does after he's out. And they've got plans for him. Believe it. His ego is enormous. Thank you, James. Great to talk to you as always. Happy New Year. Talk to you in 2017.
Same to you, my friend.
Okay, good night.
Bye.
Professor James Fetzer, and wow. Be right back.